Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for April 16th, 2016. Carl Johnstadt is my guest today, and Carl will be sharing ways to tune your voice, raise your frequency, and tap into a magical field of abundant creativity. Have you ever considered how people always feel great, uplifted, and happy after singing? Remember how we sang naturally as children, but as adults we believe we can't sing? Many adults are paralyzed by the thought of singing in front of others. 60% think they can't sing at all. Can you imagine what kind of world transformation will occur when we all begin to understand the deeper layers of voice work and step into the place of sound mind and sound body? The words health, whole, holistic, and holy all come from the Anglo-Saxon word hal, which means sound or whole. And when we are sound in mind and body, the whole or the Holy Spirit dwells within us. Our voice can bring us immediately into the power of now and awaken presence and provide healing. One voice can bring a whole room to have one heartbeat. One tone can unite a room, and one song can unite the world. Think about the words voice and vocation, or calling, or consider the words a tone, intonation, and atonement, or at one-ment, to be at one. This is what a voice visionary does, uniting us with the universal language of words with frequencies they represent. Kara is a specialist in activating the voice, vortex, energies for sound coherence, wholeness, and healing. And I'm honored to have her on us on the show with us today. Thank you, Kara, for your music, your insights, and for being with us on Cosmic Love.
Oh, thank you so much. It feels so good to be here on Cosmic Love and to connect with your audience and share with you the visions and basically the truth that many of us don't realize what kind of powerful tool we have residing within our body.
You know, I've read a lot of your material now, and I've looked at it from different perspectives, and you're really referencing a lot of dynamics with the voice to deal with quantum physics. I mean, one of my favorite analogies is about the bee and how the bee isn't designed to fly, but it creates a vortex frequency that's anti-gravity, and the voice can do the same thing, and that's why it's uplifting.
Yeah, which is true. It's crazy. Yes, the bee, the bumblebee, is actually much too heavy to lift up his little sweet little body, and yeah. He has this hum that he uses to work against gravity and basically pollinate our world. The amazing thing is that the voice has the same kind of function. We're actually pollinating the world with our thoughts and our ideas. And we know also that, the hum is a very, very powerful tool. All the mystics have used it. All the yogis have used it it's one of the most powerful tools also to regenerate the voice. So any of you that are out there and feel sometimes tired and you don't have any energy, you don't always have to grab that, green smoothie. You can also just start humming and you will gain energy and you will also regenerate the tired voice. But the thing that's so fascinating, I think, is that our lives basically unfold at the folds. We have the vocal folds. They used to be called voice cords, vocal cords. Now they're called folds. And if you look at our life, it's a lot about stories and about sharing and connecting and creating conversations and learning from each other, which is in essence what the bee does. He's pollinating, and without the bee, we would not have the beauty that we have in nature and our food sources. And without our thoughts and our voice, we would basically be very empty inside. I really think that people forget how core the voice is to our lives. We don't really appreciate its role. We focus a lot on the heart energies, and we focus a lot on mindfulness, and the voice is still kind of a hidden subject which many people have yet to tap into. And that's basically what I do for a living, is besides doing my inner work in meditation and writing music and writing songs, I also coach thousands of people to understand, this powerful instrument that we have that can, it's not only about chit-chat, although it's nice to do chit-chat, right? But it can really transport you. You can transcend time and space. You can pull memories from the past, and you can design your future. And it's incredible. I mean, we could talk for days on this. But shoot me some more questions.
I'm really fascinated with the harmonic heart mind coherence through the throat. It's like a bridge where the connection, the frequency modulation harmonics, the coherence, which is the frequency of holy compassion. It's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, when you're in the frequency of holy compassion. Well, that, to me, I go more to the physics, like the bumblebee in the torus field that his wings create to make that humming sound. And that torus field actually has an uplifting effect, an anti-gravity effect. And torus field in the aura, and when you're coherent, your aura is coherent. It's like the field is uplifting. Your energy, your frequency is uplifting. And so basically, the physical weight of the body, it doesn't feel as heavy.
No, it doesn't. I mean, we know also that in Tibet, for example, the monks have used sound to move big rocks up the mountains. And we know also any of us who have sung and even in choirs, we know that we feel much lighter afterwards. We also know that the voice offers us the ability when we're grieving and to really, if we can start releasing our sadness and our grief, we can also be uplifted and come into a different emotional space. And so the voice has an anti-gravitational effect. But what few people know, and this is my secret magic, basically, is what very, very few people know, is that the voice is a bidirectional instrument, and that it actually creates—it's a ring muscle inside of your throat. I mean, there are many muscles inside of the throat, but the vocal folds. I mean, get this—I'm going to blow your mind tonight, Christopher.
Okay.
I'm in the mood. It's very late night in Berlin, so I have that. I have the stuff. And moon energy that is coming to me.
Okay.
But what many people don't realize is that the voice works on sound on the inhalation and the exhalation. And even if we're speaking or singing in a normal conversational way, that the way the voice actually produces is that it creates, first of all, a slight depression. So the we create a vacuum. And then through this depression, through this slight pull inwards, then the spiraling action starts to happen, which creates the resonance, the field of resonance. And so I want you to, because what I love about your newsletters is that you have that same play that I do with words and language, right? So I felt like we're soulmates or soul connected.
I read your stuff and I tuned in right away, and I just felt like you're part of my long lost family.
Yeah, it's like because if you talk about intuition, it's this intoning that happens, But the funny thing, the word I always like is that what the voice has different inside the throat. What a lot of people don't realize is that when we come to Earth, You know, the fact is we're not crawling and we're not walking and we're not sitting up straight. We have our hands clenched. And basically people think that the first thing is that the child cries, but I always say is the child is carrying the cry actually from the mother. So he's absorbed through his listening ears, or she, it's not, you know, it's not a boy or a girl thing, and carries then that sound out. The amazing thing for me is always that the sound is the propeller or the creator behind all things. And people always assume a lot, especially, you know, in my scene where I'm doing a lot of yoga and everything, everyone's seeking silence supposedly, but I'm always seeking to understand frequency and vibrational sound, because sound actually, before the fists are even open, you have sound. Before the head is even held up, the neck, you have sound. And so inside the neck itself, amazingly enough, inside this open throat, you can think of it like a wormhole. So you have the top opening and the bottom opening going into your body, and you have the top, it's like a portal basically, right?
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know is
there is a torus field around the throat chakra.
There's a force field around the throat chakra. It has this vortex action that happens. It creates a whirling motion. And now I have written an article out there that got published in a beautiful book on the Sufis, and it's called One World, One Voice. But I spelled world because I love the way you play with words. You're going to appreciate this.
W-H-I-R-L-D. Yeah, I tuned into that.
Yeah.
You know, that vortex, I don't care whether you're talking about the center of a hurricane, you know, the eye of harmonious
right.
calm, or whether you're talking about being centered and connected in your heart, which
right.
is really the heart-mind, because the mind is only congruent if the heart is coherent. You know.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is what was placed magically between the heart and mind? Now, my voice could have been placed in my big toe, but funny enough,
yeah.
it's placed between the heart and mind. And the
yeah.
voice is a portal between the inner and outer worlds, right? So my voice is basically the door and filters basically through my ears also and my eyes. I mean, almost all the senses except, you know, even touch. But I mean, everything is running through the throat before it gets to the heart. And the heart is also going through the throat before it comes out into the world, right?
Yeah, and it's a standalone as a torus field by itself. Of course, it's a
exactly.
function of the torus field in the heart. There's a torus field in the brain area. But, you know, all the chakras are miniature torus fields.
Right.
And the fascinating thing to me about the throat as a portal and a torus field, you know, this is becoming common knowledge with movements like the Thrive movement and other movements people I've had
right.
on the show, that there's this torus field from galactic to the atomic. It is
right.
really, you know, they're like miniature, you know, force fields that are linked up in the quantum field to all torus fields.
Right.
You know? And the amazing thing to me, I'm thinking about the throat chakra that way, is that, and we talked about, you know, the air comes in and the air goes, you know, from both directions, you know, it's bidirectional.
Right.
And this
yeah.
is exactly the way the galaxy works. They now know the galaxy is really, they used to call it black holes, but now they call it black hole, white hole. Out of one side is the white hole,
right.
the other side's the black hole, which is to
right.
say there's a polarity. It's like, you know, the twin flame, you know, bipolar nature of the binary, you know, universe, with most sun systems being binary.
Yeah.
And male, female, you know, it's just alpha and omega, you know, black hole, white hole, whatever. And that center, being centered and as a harmonic with the coherence in the heart and congruence in the mind, if you've got a force field there in your throat chakra that's coherent with all of the torus fields in the universe, because you divide field, there's no time or space.
Right.
They're just like instant
right.
all connected. Then you're basically, you know, you're in harmony, frequency, you know, coherence with the heart, mind of Alpha and Omega, you know, the creator.
I mean, that's the interesting thing, that because,
it's co-creation.
For example, with, yeah, the voice, I mean, I am able, and you're able also through, you know, through CDs, through radio, through whatever, but
uh-huh.
even if we're in a small room, our voice is able to enter the body of somebody else without our hands ever touching them. I mean, it sounds very crazy what I'm saying, but that's the truth. We are able to unite the world in powerful speeches. We know when someone says, I have a dream, who said it. We are able, if somebody is coherent and if somebody is clear, they can really move masses, masses of people.
This is why the voice is so powerful.
Also negatively, we have also leaders that have misused and abused this power. But what I find really fascinating is that as a voice coach, a lot of times the people I tend to attract have brilliant minds and very, very big passionate hearts.
And yet they
feel that the voice is stuck somewhere because they have so much energy. They have so much heart energy. They're really, really good people. They're people that are really changing this world. They're very, very passionate, loving, caring, wonderful people, and they're very, very smart, and yet somehow their voice got stuck. And the amazing thing is that what I've developed is a way to isolate the inside muscles of your throat, so you basically have different muscle isolation, so within 1 or 2 hours you can open the throat. And now once the throat is open from the inside, you can basically move that heart, mind, energy back and forth, and basically very quickly come into this oneness that we're looking for, right? The whole, as I like to say, the whole that makes us whole and holy, right? That's a whole.
And
the voice is and healthy. Yeah, that's this integrational part. So the voice itself has all the things that we love as a kid. All the things that we love. We love to swing. Well, guess what? The larynx, when it's swinging, when it's tilting back and forth and up and down, that's what makes you reach the heights and the really, really high notes. We love to bounce. Well, guess what? I mean, think about laughing and think about, you know, how the larynx just loves to bounce inside, which we start to hold back. I mean, think how kids basically are openly laughing and suddenly it stops. And then we have this whirling motion, right? And if you keep on doing that, I mean, the amazing thing is we don't need much. I mean, I would dare the audience here to laugh, put on a kitchen timer, laugh for 5 minutes and tell me that you want to have a not so good day, right? We have the power in our hands to actually be healthy, well, connected, and full
I believe that.
Wonder.
I believe that. Over the years, one of my favorite, back when they had, you know, cassette tapes, and one of my favorite cassette tapes was these Franciscan sisters. I'd copied it from someone else.
Every
morning they all get together and they do intonations, and they go, and then they'll do that at that range for a while. Then they'll go, they're doing that all together. It just sends me right off. You know, when I was listening to, and I learned to do that and how to really release the energy, you know, exhale and get real, you know, just kind of relax and go down. And that whole process of doing that, you know, and your voice is, you know, and you get all these ladies doing it together and you're doing it with them, you know. And, you know, as far as waking up in the morning by waking up the frequencies from the very base to the very heights, which is like your chakras waking up. And I used to do that, and I thought it was so cool. And they talked about things like the power of the word on the tape and like how Jesus, when he did these healings, he'd always get the arc of attention, you know, with whoever he was healing. He would say, you know, would thou be made whole? And just wait and get the arc of attention. Then he'd go, be thou made whole. But, you know, in a way that only Jesus can do it, you know?
Yes.
And they would be, and then it was just like, there'd be like a molecular, you know, DNA reboot or whatever, people, you know, that was healings. I believe that that's real. And when I say that, I've known other things of the voice healing in ways that were just phenomenal. And of course, you know, then in the beginning was the word, the creator, creation, frequency, you know.
Exactly.
you know, anyway, I'm getting carried away again. I'm excited talking with you.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, I also have another idea I'd like to throw out there. I mean, just for you. I mean, just for us, right? Think about also how the folds, maybe you've seen it, but inside the vocal folds, if you're looking from the top down, you have an open-closed system, right? And so when it's closed, it's basically, you know, certain sounds are closed, basically, and that's when we have sound. And then certain, you know, for example, when we breathe in, the vocal folds are open, right? And when we sing, like when we breathe in or on consonants like S or F, right, the vocal folds are open. But when we're doing things like zzz, the vocal folds are closed. So you're having this 1-0-0-1-1-0-1-0-0 open-closed, you're constantly having this programming. So we're basically, with every single sound that we emit, we're not only holding a frequency through our voice work or through meditation or through our, you know, our deciding to be a little bit more conscious and groovy in this world, but we're also, with every word we say, and that's why words can be so powerful, we're designing and programming what's going to happen. And that's where a lot of people don't, you know, people ask me, I don't have, for example, a television because I cannot take in that much madness into my system and try to stay clear. So I only have selective programming, right? Interesting talk shows, really wise people, great music. I mean, I consciously choose what I ingest, more or less. Yeah, but most people, they just, whether it's their own language or whether it's how they talk to their beloved, or they just throw it out there, and we're supposed to catch it and be understanding. And what I would say is, you know, we are holding this tool not only to heal our past through sharing our words and writing our journals and singing our songs and having our conversations, but also to consciously design where we want to go. And I think that many, many people would be wise to start, you know, tuning in that the way they speak is basically the way they're going to design the next steps in their lives.
Well, researchers started reading an article recently, and they've proven that the DNA of the body is reprogrammable. You know, by words and frequencies. There was a video on this, and they now know this. And of course, the science of the spoken word is an ancient science. You know, the word made flesh. You know, the word and the power of the word, and all what you see so much on TV is the use of the misqualified use of the word, and it's scattered, and it's not. And lightning as a general rule. Don't get me wrong, there's good stuff on TV. But at the same time, you know, the mastery of it, you know, it's really the language of consciousness is the language of form and frequency.
Right. And what would happen if our media, which we are on this kind of show, so I mean there are good shows, but if our media realized that we could have health and healing and peace and prosperity if we put beauty out onto the airwaves, basically.
Right?
I mean, I think it's phenomenal. I remember it's actually 20 years back, but I think John Diamond, he was, you know, doing some kinesiology. He had some book on, I just thought it was amazing. The musicians people were invited to do these studies, and they were played recordings of different music, and they were connected to these electrodes. And the long of the short of it was that not only did they find out that certain music, for example, Indian classical, even classic rock, was more, which we kind of know, was more supportive of the immune system or healthier than, let's say, techno. But what found was so fascinating is that they played, let's say, Beethoven's Fifth with different conductors, right? So they had, and recordings. I mean, these are recordings. It's not even live. And we're talking about Beethoven's Fifth. I mean, there's not, you know, and there's a lot you can do with it, but essence is same key, same constellation, same, you know, same musician formation. And yet some of the recordings, the blood count fell and the, you know, the immune system was drastically reduced, and other ones it was boosted up. And I was like, well, what happened? And they interviewed then the people that had recorded in the, and every single time in these situations in recording in studio, either the conductor was stressed or they had had a stressful journey. They were not in a space of love, basically. They weren't coherent. And so I am really blessed that with my team, and because I self-produce and as an independent artist, I'm able to create that space of beauty every time I record. But I also remember when I was young and you were expected just to walk into studio and it didn't matter if the guy was, you know, screaming at you or whatever, you were expected to just hit the tone and take your money and go home, right? But you're putting that stress, even though it sounds pretty, you're putting that stress out onto the airwaves. And these CDs that were, you know, 10, 15 years old are still carrying that tension, although we don't hear it, but we do sense it. And this makes me very conscious as a musician and as an, you know, as a human being, that whenever we put something into a material form, whenever we take spirit and then we put it into a material form, that it carries forever and ever and ever out into the universe this frequency, this vibration, and that it's our responsibility basically to make sure that when we're doing our work, that we do it in a place of love and peace, right? That's the quickest way to get world peace.
I really believe the coherence standard, which is the universal standard. I mean, it's a it's a mathematical golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm, you know, when it's in the frequency of love and peace, you know, compassion. Right. And it's in the fabric of the quantum field. It's like the standard universal law language, you know, of light of in the pink frequency. You know,
right.
And it's just like it's. I mean, that's where it'd be the love.
Yeah.
And exactly. You know, you think about that, it's a universal standard. And you know, there's a guy. You know, have you heard of Dan Winter? Dan Winter. He's in Europe. Yeah. He's developed an application for the smartphone that's, I think it's $18. It actually shows through your heart, through your voice modulations, when you're in heart coherence or not, or when you're talking with someone, if they're in heart coherence. In other words, if you're coherent, and if someone else that you're talking with isn't coherent, then you need to be more coherent.
then you know not to sign any contracts or make any big decisions in that moment. It's like, excuse me, can I test your coherence?
So I mean the idea of that it makes possible a model of mass to mass communications where 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000 people could respond to the same program at the same time, you know, like real time democracy. But
right.
what your input putting is, you know, and this is all, you know, when I say optional, if you're going to be registered in the collective field of everyone that's communicating, whether you're coherent or not, whether, you know, not yourself personally, but you'll be able to see in the field, you know, those who are coherent and those who aren't coherent when they're communicating with these, and this is the heartware thing that I talk about on my website and my blog, that it's really the language of light and consciousness from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, forebrain, rear brain, with three numbers in sequence, like an XYZ coordinate axis that references basically the holodeck between your ears.
Right.
And again,
between
and
your ears, exactly, which would get back to the throat, right? The throat and the ears,
throat,
are all,
exactly.
That's the same chakra.
And that mind congruence is a function of heart coherence. And the throat basically is that the intonation. Now, well, I'm not talking about 1,000 or 1,000,000 people talking at the same time. I'm talking about using three numbers in sequence. But anyone can then create a video, you know, a YouTube video, where they're talking or explaining something. And you could have 100 or 1,000,000 people watching it and responding to it. So then you could see the response of everyone to, you know, anyone, you know, freedom of speech can originate a video. And everyone, Freedom Assembly, could evaluate it. And if it's, you know, it's like next generation of what we call social networks, like Facebook now, will be interaction with like as many, you know, special events in particular, or like a video that people all over the world are watching because it deals with the holistic healing of our social, political, and economic institutions. Something like that. And everybody then can watch that and respond to it. And whether they're coherent or not, you'll be able to see in the playback, you'll be able to see who are the people that were coherent and the people that weren't coherent, what kind of response they were having as far as from the upper brain, lower brain, left brain, right brain, or balanced, centered, and connected. You'll be able to see in the a little dot field pattern, you know, like all the dots from three numbers in sequence creates a dot, and you'll have maybe 100 or a million dots in a field at any one moment of a video, and you'll be able to see how the collective consciousness comes together. And the
then will we be able to like the people that will we be able to choose and like the people that are really coherent and cool and connected?
Will we be able to, as a new social media, say,
10,000 friends, I'm only going to take the ones that are really, really, really connected?
There you go. It's like a meritocracy. The best and brightest rise like cream to the top. I mean, that's the idea, isn't it? Is meritocracy such a dirty word these days, you know, or has it got to be power elite, top down, highly centralized, you know, whatever. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting, you know, evolutionary times, right? I mean, we are in very exciting times, I think, that, and the truth is, you know, the one is the internet connecting us all together. You know, we really sense where people are, right? We sense where they live very quickly by what they share, by what they post, by what they speak, you know, which videos they're doing. But as far as the voice is concerned, it is universe, right? It is, if we all chose, I have this really crazy fantasy that if we could just go out every morning, open our windows and say love at the same time. I'm like, wow, it would take 2 seconds. And I have this feeling it would shift, like, everything, right? We just, everyone just, you know, how they used to have these, you know, I don't know, Mr. Rogers or something. Rogers show, you open the window and say, hello, good morning, and love. And I really think that if people would consciously, one time a day, everybody at the same time, say one simple word, it would be transformational. How quickly.
At least the humming. And I think of what you could do. Oh, my gosh, maybe we could do this together.
Yes,
why not? You know, we work out a time, you know, when we're just both really centered and connected. Ideally, you'll fly out here to Chico Hot Springs, and we'll do the hot tub together, do some country swing dancing, and then we'll go in the studio.
But
I'm thinking...
I'm going to just, you guys, I mean, it's hard now with Skype because we have, you know, this one-directional thing, but... I can teach everybody, or everybody should try this. You can do circular humming. So you can hum on the exhale and you can hum on the inhale. And when you hum on the inhale, you start to really generate a lot of, you really start to clear energies very quickly. So you can try this. And that's what I'm saying, that my discoveries is that the voice is bidirectional. You can sing in both directions, not only on the exhale. And one of the biggest faults, or one of the biggest secrets that I can share, is that we absorb air also through our skin and our pores, and people are breathing in too deeply and putting too much pressure on their voice, and they should start relaxing more, like you said at the beginning when you were listening to those tapes, you know, in this very relaxed space. That's the place that the voice loves to come alive and to feel comfortable.
That's what I was thinking that we could. That's what I was thinking we could do together in the studio. We'd set it up and we'd do the recording, like a 15-minute recording, and we'd loop it every half hour on the website so that people all over the world could go to the website when they're waking up, whatever time in the morning, you know, every half hour interval. And here's you and me going. But, you know, we do it better than that.
I'll try it.
And you know, ideally we'd practice a little bit together. Yeah. But if it was
not
really
necessarily.
Yeah, maybe not. We just get heart coherent and just do it together. You know, that's right. And I need to take some lessons from your first.
Yeah, well, I mean, we humming is pretty universal. Although that's
it
the
is.
Thing. I realize, you know, people come into my beautiful studio here. I also do Skype classes, you know, Skype things. And it's really amazing. Once they can isolate and open the inside of their throat, then suddenly a lot of, you know, a lot of energy comes up and a lot of healing comes up and a lot of space
I believe
comes
that.
Up.
Yeah.
And a lot of coherency comes up. And I think that what makes me always very, very sad is that something that is so natural, I think everybody knows that a child has so much energy because a child is constantly in sound. You know, when a child is crawling around on the floor, it's basically it's like all these sounds, right? And we don't allow ourselves, you know, everyone's taking their little, you know, antidepressant medicine or whatever. I don't know. I don't have any, you know, medicine in my life. Thank God, thank goodness. I just have singing and sound. So I just do humming, right? So I think what makes me so, I don't know, so sad, I guess, is that it's also easy. It is really so easy. I mean, connect with that humming and come back to what children do. The inner sense that we want, that childlike wonder, is so much, it has so much to do with allowing our true authentic voice to be playful also, and to make sounds and to, you know, make funny voices and to whistle in the kitchen and all these things.
Oh,
yeah.
I love whistling.
Very simple. Yeah. You love whistling. Whistling is a forgotten art form, at least over here in Europe. You don't hear that many whistlers anymore.
Well, we got quite a few whistlers out here in Montana.
Oh, that's good. Then I have to come to Chico Springs. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can send you the sound files, you know, like I do in the studio. And you can try that way, and you harmonizing with mine, and you send me your sound files doing the same thing in your, you know, in your comfortable voice range, then I'll try harmonizing with that, and we'll set this website up, and then we'll get some feedback and make it better.
Yeah, I mean I would like that people just tune in and they click in and they just start humming. We could
Wouldn't
also do
something?
One with laughter. It's also very good.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well,
have to, you know, that's I mean, you know, the frequency thing that you do, and I'd like to, we're getting here, we're about 6:43. Those who've listened this long, I wanted to play that song that you've done that's just really beautiful. It's about message of hope. Doug, if you're there in the studio and you could cue that up, this would be a good time to hear that. We're not going to have any station breaks today.
In a world where dreams have slipped away, all our sorrows come to stay. I believe in this one single word, struggling hard to find some solid. Lost in doubts our fears abound. In the somewhere a voice can be heard. Listen, listen. The Fly away when the night reaches. grass that breaks through earth. It's the miracle of birth. It's the spring that lies hidden by snow. It's a daily
That is so beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks.
That is so
I'm going to bring that Message of Hope is out there as a single on iTunes. I did the lyrics and recorded it in Rome, and that wonderful piece was done by Fabrizio Pigliucci as a composer on it, and we recorded it with full symphony orchestra, and it'll be also included in the next album called Moon in Capricorn, which is coming out this year.
Oh, wow. That is just so beautiful. So, do you tour now? Are you pretty much doing the studio work there in Berlin? Or?
You know, I'm not touring in the moment so much. I have a lot of coaching that I do. The tours, it gets kind of tiring after a while. So what I do is I produce albums, and I do a lot of production actually in Rome with my team in Rome. And then I have a yoga voice studio here in Berlin. I do a lot of private coachings over Skype and also here in Berlin. And I am writing a lot. I write articles and am working on some books. As a visionary, we have so many visions that sometimes we forget to finish all these millions of projects. So actually, I would like to, all these, I have a keynote talk actually on the Voice Vortex, which I'd like to, you know, put into book form. And last week I was so crazy, I had people ask me about because I'm a songwriter, so I write a lot of music, and they said, Cara, you know, they're traumatized not only to sing but sometimes also to play piano. And so I had a new workshop that just sold out in Berlin, which was, I taught people that had never touched a piano before
to play
within 4 hours. They were playing all the songs and working actually through the mystery of numbers, right? So understanding numbers, like, you know, like phone numbers basically, and and just showing people also, for example, you'll love this, you know, the chromatic scale, chrome, and we have also chromosomes, and we have 12 notes in the basic scale, and we also have 12 strands to our DNA, and, you know, just, you know, 12 chakras and 7 main chakras and 7 tones in the normal scales. And so, yeah, it's fascinating. And I think because deep down, we really know this language. We know the language of light. We know the language of rhythm. And we've just mentally got it all twisted up when we teach people. And the fact is, we should come back to the heartbeat and with the beauty of simple numbers. And it just, it's amazing how quickly people can learn when they just come back to that pure space.
I believe it. I think it's really cool. You're doing yoga sound studio. That really sounds, you know, of course, yoga's union.
And, yeah, Yoga Voice Berlin is the studio. It's called Yoga Voice Berlin, and I have a business partner, and she, Sita Menon, and she works in forest yoga, with which is a yoga which is created by Anna Forrest. And I'm doing yoga and voice meditation, and I have a mantra choir, so that's kind of cool. So
a mantra choir. That's kind of like the toning thing I was thinking about. Yeah. That's
I have
cool.
a lot of I write mantras for the modern age, right? So I'm not doing the Vedic mantras. I'm doing things like, you know, don't let the ways of this world trip up your spirit. Walk, you know, we do these kinds of things.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. So it's like dancing with your voice.
Yeah, it's like I start with voice yoga exercises. So I isolate the inner muscles of the throat and unlock the, you know, the neck tension and jaw and tongue and, you know, open that, create that space. And then we work on connecting the right, left, you know, brain with rhythm exercises. And then we stand up and do some call and response improvisation, which is actually more gospel, but we work with the pulsation of the larynx, and then actually we go into singing empowering chants, because as we know, we can reprogram DNA and et cetera through word. And so I think we should do words that we're connected to. And I personally, although I, you know, love different mantras, but I personally find that if I speak in my language, which is English is my mother tongue, that it's easier for me. It is simply easier for me, although I know what Om has for a frequency, right? But I just personally, when I chant, you know, Krishna or Govinda or whatever, I'm not as connected. And when I chant, singing is a way to deepen the echo. Singing is a way to come and to flow. Then I feel connected. So I write a lot of music.
I think it's in genetics too. I mean, when I say that, it's there is a thing that's generation. You know, you get imprinted by your parents, just like in the Montessori method, you get imprinted. You know, and there's in the kinder music system of the Montessori music for little children. You know, when they're formative years, when they're like sponges.
Yeah.
They have made a science and a study out of the developed levels of, you know, of small children, and the music training that, you know, with rhythm, beat repetition, different rhythm that evolves to where they're writing music, you know, and when they're 5 years old, and they've got it internalized, the whole language, and basically, you know, like an ensemble, you know, how you perform with a group of children in a circle, you know, that are making music together at a very early
right.
And adults, it's the same thing, you know, and it's like group music therapy.
Yeah, music is very powerful. It's the universal language that connects us. I think what's also amazing is that words have power. So when I give words to my emotions, this is also an interesting thought. There are many, many great singer-songwriters, and we're very moved by them, and I'll name some names: Joni Mitchell, Bob Dylan, you know, all these people that we have loved, Leonard Cohen. But often, often, I don't know so many, they don't have very big voices. Because once you become the truth teller and you start digging deep for those stories, then often it's very hard to keep the throat open because a lot of emotions come up when we're really, really speaking, standing in our truth, right? And the people that have really big voices, you know, with the Celine Dion's and the Streisands or whatever, few of them have written their own material. And so my job as a singer-songwriter and also somebody who works with the energy of the voice is to try to get people to write the songs that are coming from that space of truth and keep that throat chakra open so that they can have a huge voice. I mean, like you hear in songs like Message of Hope, you know, I have a very, very big voice, but I still have to have the courage basically to dig deeper and to come to those different layers. And I think that's when a lot of transformation happens with my clients also, and also maybe with myself. I have songs that came from a very deep space of truth, and yet every time I tried to sing them, my throat would just basically, you know, close off. And it's my job then to, you know, to work through that, right? To be able to stay open and present. And then what happens is that my story basically that I think is so personal, and I'm just, you know, so involved in my little journey story. The amazing thing is then you're in concert and you share that story and you think you're the only one that maybe went through loss or death, and suddenly your audience shows you that it's their story. And that's when this bigger consciousness happens too, because it's reflected back to you, not only the compassion of your audience, but you realize I'm not alone with my story, that they've also gone through love affairs that haven't worked or divorces or lost children or lost their parents or whatever it is. And then suddenly this healing power that music has to unite us and also to uplift us and also to make us basically better human beings, right? And that's what happens when we're really, that's why I'm not really into the entertainment business, because I think that music has a different role to play in our lives. And music should be, it should just be there to really, it's not there to, I mean, I'm too old fashioned, I guess. I'm not a disco queen anymore. You know,
you help us take heart. I mean, it's like really to the whole thing of being empowered or to take heart, you know, that it's like being positive. It's a physical expression of it in the way to, when I think of courage or someone with a big heart, that, you know, and the idea of taking heart as far as enthusiasm and I just think of, you know, more congruent, easier and faster.
and courage is from kura, not the heart, the sacred heart, right? So if the word comes from heart, people that live with their heart are courageous people. The people that if somebody's drowning and they're running into that water, they're not thinking, they're not in their head and they're like, oh, well, yeah, well, I don't know. You know, am I going to die or not? They just do it. They're in their heart and they save that person out of those, you know, waters. And those are courageous people. And the thing is, we all have that. And the thing is that when we live from that space and we're all able to tap into that space, and that's what's so exciting for me always, is to see that when people start honoring their voice, they start connecting to their calling, they start finding purpose with their gifts and their lives, and they start sharing that, then they actually find they are more coherent and they are more connected and they are more integrated and they're happier actually. And it's not that we have to play, you know, the happy all the time, because we have many, many different layers and levels of walking through our lives, right? We are faced with things that we have to go through, just like the seed has to push through a lot of dirt. I say this often to my clients, you know, I say, you know, don't think that it's only going to be easy. I mean, the seed gets planted and the seed has to die before it becomes a tree. The caterpillar has to die before it becomes a butterfly. And there are many moments when we are stripped down in finding our own voice in this world. But
we're kind of stripped down in our time that's left. I want to thank you for being on the show today and sharing, but I wanted to also, if you would share what's coming up with an event you've got, here on the 29th or some kind of a music event that you're going to be in. Is that something that people can access online?
Yeah, I'm actually, I think I'm the next event that I have going on is the Awaken Summit event,
yeah.
which is an event from another luminary, and it's her name is Margaret Brigham, and it's with there's other great people there. Mark Allen is there. He's an author and also a publisher behind the Eckhart Tolle books and Amethyst Wildfire, and so a couple of some nice, great, inspiring visionaries are there. So the summit's already started, and I'll be speaking at the summit on April 21st. And that is basically to log in there. It's awakenmagic.com, I think. And then you can plug in there and listen to me speak. And the other events I have going on is that the album will be released this year. We don't have an exact time yet. I think it's going to be fall of this year. And that's the Moon in Capricorn release. And what else is happening? I don't know. I have podcasts out there on SoundCloud. Or if you homepage.
I've got some good links on your homepage and the other links there on the archive homepage. So in the future, and this will be up on the podcast in about 24 hours. And
fantastic.
Then, in the future, people can always go to that homepage where I've got, you know, archived your different links to your sound voice training and your website and you've got a wealth of published articles, information. People will be able to follow up with you. So, Kyra, thank you so much for being with us today. I'd love to do this again. You know, once we get our soundtracks together.
Yeah, once we get our humming together,
the intonations together.
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, thank you, Kyra. Thanks everyone for listening. Happy trails. Keep the faith. Hold the vision. And until we meet again, happy trails. Bye bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.